Bobby Blackhawk shook his head as the taillights of the little Beamer just ahead flashed red again through the falling snow. Sure enough, as soon as the driver crunched the brakes, the tail end of the car began to slide over the snow-covered ice. "She's gonna go right into the river if she keeps that up," Cale Yancey muttered beside him. They'd been following the car for the last 10 miles, inching down the lonely highway. They'd already figured out the car wasn't using snow chains, and the driver was too stupid to know she was skirting on the edge of real trouble. "Why are you so sure it's a woman?" Bobby asked.
"Can't drive worth a damn."
"Love for you to tell Lacey J that." "Lacey's not like other women." Now, that was an understatement that had them both sharing lopsided grins, considering how well Lacey had proven that point the previous weekend.
"Sure could use me a little of her lovin'," Cale said, sounding wistful.
The last trip into Wellesley, Colorado, in anticipation of snow blocking the mountain pass, had been a wild, lust-packed 2 days. With a lonely winter facing them, they'd both taken Lacey up on her offer of a threesome that was sure to keep the two men growling like hungry bears for the next 2 months, impatient for the thaw so they could get back down the mountain. It was a good thing they'd discovered long ago that they were compatible in ways that would make most men blanch. Otherwise, the wait to make it back into town would have been unbearable. Neither was squeamish about helping the other out. However, both preferred emptying their passion inside the wet, snug passage of a woman. If the woman happened to be obliging, like Lacey often was, they didn't mind sharing. Both vehicles climbed the last long hill right before the men's turnoff and another half mile beyond to the highway, tire treads biting into fresh snow.
"She might make it," Cale said, sounding doubtful.
"Think we better follow to make sure?" The car ahead made it to the top of the rise, and then the brake lights flashed again. Cale cursed. Wish she'd quit doing that. Rental company plates on the back of the car explained a lot about the aptitude of the driver. Doesn't know she should just gear down and take it slow. They reached the top, and Bobby geared down. Sure enough, the driver up ahead hit the brakes again, and the rear of the car slid sideways. As though watching a movie in slow motion, both men held their breaths, hoping the woman would gain traction at the last moment. But one rear tire slid off the edge of the road, and then the right front followed. With tires spinning and brake lights flaring bright, the car slipped slowly down the hill and into the creek. "Not good," Cale said tightly, as Bobby pulled into the snowbank at the side of the road and left his emergency lights flashing. Just a precaution, since there wasn't much of a chance of anyone coming up on their rear end, since the road crew had been taking the barriers off the truck when they'd passed.